Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, SevQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
A very friendly good evening to you, Chiefs fans, from the booth at Dozier Park. This is Brendan Howe saying welcome into the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We are getting set for game two of six as the Chiefs, they play host to their division rival, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. It was Wisconsin who picked up a series opening win last night, a final of 4-1. Wisconsin enters tonight a record of 62-58, 26-29 in the second half of the season. As for our Chiefs, 51-70 the record overall, 23-32 in the back half of the 2022 schedule. If you were unable to join us last night, give you a quick recap of what went down here in the opener between the T-Rats and our Chiefs. They were unable to start out on the right foot, was Peoria against Wisconsin. They took a bite out of the Peoria bats in a 4-1 win on Tuesday. It was Wisconsin's pitching that led the charge. And after falling behind 4-0, the Chiefs, they made it a bit interesting in the home half of the sixth. They loaded the bases with no one out, but Wisconsin's Taylor Floyd, he was fantastic. He fanned three consecutive batters to escape the jam and stifle the Chiefs from there. It was all zeros and in a 7-8-9 as the Chiefs would not get any closer than 4-1. The one run was driven in by Tyler Reichenborn on an RBI base hit. Part of a stretch of four consecutive hits in that sixth inning when Peoria loaded up the bags, but it would not be enough. Although he was charged with a loss on Tuesday, Austin Love did his fair share and got some swings and misses. The right-hander punched out 10 Timber Rattler batters in last night's game. That ties his career high. Love's the first Chiefs pitcher to rack up 10 or more Ks in two games this season. And as a staff, the strikeout has been a big weapon over the second half of the season. Dating back to July 1st, only the Great Lakes Loons have fanned more batters than the Chiefs with 478 on the year. Chiefs offense, we talked about how good they were on Sunday in the finale in Beloit. Last night, they were stifled a little bit, but they're cooling off, but maybe just for now. While the Chiefs did out-hit Wisconsin in Tuesday's series opener, the Rattlers did find work against some of Peoria's hottest hitters. Tommy Jew, who had entered action hitting .382 over his last 10 games, was held hitless on four tries. Jacob Buschberger, he was hitting .347 against Wisconsin on the year, was held 0-for-5. Todd Lott, meanwhile, he finished 1-for-5 with a double in last night's ballgame, one of the nine hits for the Chiefs. Lott, however, does remain the Midwest League's leader in hits since the opening day of the month of July with 58 after his knock last night. Tonight's Peoria starter will look to return the favor on the mound against Wisconsin here tonight. Dionis Rodriguez, he has dominated against Wisconsin this year. The right-hander has allowed just one run over 14 innings of work. That's good enough for a sparkling .64 ERA against his opponent tonight this season. On the season, the Timber Rattlers hitting just .226 against the 21-year-old. And in his last start against the Timber Rattlers, Rodriguez surrendered five hits over five shutout frames en route to a win on June the 2nd. And Dionis making his sixth and final start of the month tonight. He owns a 3.38 ERA and a 10.8 K per nine in the month of August. So he has been very, very good. Some momentum for Dionis. He will look to continue that in front of the home crowd here tonight at Dozier Park. Game two, just a handful of minutes away on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. When we come back, we'll give you a preview of the scheduled starter for Wisconsin. All that and more to come right here on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. A family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a SevQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SevQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SevQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria Chiefs pregame show continues. Brendan Howe with you from the booth at Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. We are getting set game two of our series on the horizon. Chiefs and Timber Rattlers. We talked to you a little bit before the break about Dionis Rodriguez, tonight's starter for our Chiefs. His record on the season overall, 3-11 with a 4.35 ERA, although that record not indicative of how Rodriguez has pitched this year. He has had some masterful performances, but the offense hasn't really been there to pick him up when necessary. He will look to continue his strong stretch as of late. His last outing August 25th against Beloit, he left with a no decision in that ball game after 5 2/3. He allowed one run, although it was not earned, on three hits, one walk, and five strikeouts for the right-hand Dionis Rodriguez. For Wisconsin, it is another right-hander, Brady Chanuel, who's faced Peoria a handful of times already this year, although it's all in relief. Chanuel has faced the Chiefs three times as a reliever this year. He's allowed a run on one hit with a walk and three strikeouts over three frames against Peoria in 2022. One inning per appearance for Chanuel. He'll get his first look at him on the bump as a starter in 2022. His last start, Chanuel lost at home to Lansing on August the 25th. He allowed two runs, one earned on a pair of hits with four walks and a strikeout over three innings. So the control was a bit of an issue for Chanuel in his last outing. We'll see if that continues here tonight against a Peoria lineup that goes as follows. Lineup card just turned in by skipper Patrick Anderson down there on the field. The lineup is presented by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Peoria 51-70, the record entering the ballgame tonight. Noah Mendlinger leads it off at third base, followed by Jacob Buschberger in the two-hole as the DH. Osvaldo Tobolin at first base bats third. L.J. Jones in the cleanup slot at left. Switch batter Mac Chambers plays shortstop and bats fifth. Francisco Hernandez at second base will hit sixth. Tyler Reckenborn in the seven-hole and right. Wade Stauss behind the plate doing the catching. Been a while since we've seen Wade in the lineup. He is behind the dish tonight. Tommy Jew in center field rounds out the nine with Dionis Rodriguez on the mound. For Wisconsin, 62-58 with the win last night. Four games over 500 overall. Darian Miller, the catcher, leading off. Don't often see that. Jackson Chorio, the DH. He had a three-run bomb last night. That made the difference in the ballgame yesterday. Ben Metzinger, the third baseman, bats third. Joe Gray Jr., the center field in the cleanup spot. Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, hits fifth. Left-handed batter Taden Hall at first base. Zach Rabe, the second baseman, bats seventh. Arbert Scipione, who had a solo homer that got the scoring started a night ago, he is in right, batting eighth. And Rady Mercado in left field rounds out the nine with Brady Chanuel on the bump. That's a look at your Interstate Battery starting lineup, your pitching matchup as well. When we return from this next break, we'll have some scores from around the Cardinals organization from nine to go, as well as a quick trip to our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, get some Midwest League scores on the brain in just a couple of minutes. First pitch following that on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Furia Chiefs pregame show getting set to wrap up game two of our series. Just a couple of moments away here from downtown Peoria. Chiefs and Timber Rattlers getting set to duke it out yet again here at Dozier Park. Some scores from around the Cardinals organization from a night ago. Let's start on the farm. Palm Beach, they took down Daytona by a final of 5-1. Springfield, they notch a win over Wichita 7-6. Nashville downed Memphis 5-3. And Cincinnati defeated the big club 5-1 at Busch Stadium last night. That's a look at some scores from around the Cardinals organization. Now let's transition to our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Handful of games ongoing in the Midwest League. First, we'll start in Fort Wayne, where West Michigan has a 4-2 lead in the third inning. South Bend 1-0 on top of Lansing in the second. Lake County also 1-0 their lead over Great Lakes in the second inning as well. Dayton a 2-0 edge over Cedar Rapids. They're just underway in the first. And two games yet to get going, obviously ours right here at Dozier Park in just a couple of minutes, as well as Quad Cities and Beloit. They will kick it off at 6:35 as well. That'll do it for the pregame show. I'll talk to you in the middle innings. On the other side of this break, Cody Schindler will have the mic with game two on the horizon right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerinIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
You may be as we get ready for game two of our six-game set between our Peoria Chiefs, 51 and 70, 23 and 32 in the second half, and the visiting Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They are 62 and 58 on the year, 26 and 29 in the season's second half. Right, Andrew? Dionis Rodriguez on the bump. 3-11 with a 4-3-5, and he's been great against Wisconsin in three starts. Tell you more about that momentarily. The Timber Rattlers lineup filled out by skipper Joe Arolt, Miller, Chorio, Metzinger at the top, Gray Jr., Garcia, and Hall in the middle, Robbie, Scipione, and Mercado, the bottom third of the order. First pitch of the night is popped up. Shallow right, the second baseman, Hernandez, makes the catch on the back pedal. Away we go. 6:37, the first pitch. Maybe the Chiefs defense here in a moment as Chorio steps in. The dangerous Jackson Chorio. We found that out the hard way. A three-run homer. Basically the game-winning blast. Last night's ball game. He banged one off the right field. Foul pull. Strike to begin the AB, count nothing and one. Rodriguez working from the wide. Quick kick and the offering misses down and away. 1-1. Rodriguez will run it up there in the mid to upper 90s. Seen him flirt with as high as 97 this year. 1-1 home. Took something off, missed down and away. Two balls and a strike. Dionis in his last outing, he was really good. 5 2/3 innings. One unearned tally. He scattered three hits. Walked one, punched out five against the Beloit Skycar. 2-1 to Churia. Looked like a slider. Missed away. Three balls and a strike. Rodriguez will give you a four-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, curve, and change. Slider has been his best off-speed pitch this season. 3-1 home. Chorio takes outside. Ball four. Pretty impressive watching his setup. He is very violent. Gets that front foot down. The hands get moving, but he's able to lay off the blink of an eye. Looks like he's ready to uncoil the swing, and then he's able to read the spin and just takes wide. Even his takes are impressive, folks. Metzinger takes a strike, nothing and one. Peoria defense, Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott left to right across the pasture. Bushberger, Chambers, Hernandez, and Jones from third to first on the dirt. Catching for Rodriguez, Wade Stouse. The 0-1 delivery in the dirt. Nice block by Wade. 1-1. Chiefs are wearing their alternate red tops. Navy blue ball cap with a red bill. Home white pants, red socks. Timber Rattlers again wearing their road grays. What's the next pitch home? A knee-high strike. Well located. Rodriguez jumps in front, 1-2. Timber Rattlers, they don't mix it up a ton. At least not on the road. 1-2, a wave and a miss, strike three. Rodriguez beat him with a heater. Reared back for a little something extra. Has his first strikeout with two down. Here's Joe Gray Jr. Such a big thing in minor league baseball, alter egos. And we've seen Wisconsin rebrand as the Utter Tuggers. For some reason, the Utter Tuggers weekend always seems to fall against us. Churia leaning off a first, throw over. Chases him back for the moment. They're the Wisconsin Brats. I don't know if they still wear those unis. A few years prior, were the Wisconsin Brats. They had the Lederhosen look. He has his first pitch home, a strike call to get ahead of Joe Gray Jr. Count nothing and one. Gray, 15 homers, 53 runs driven in, but the average, just 188. There's a lot of good in his game. It's about putting it all together. The 0-1. It is skied to right. That's Reichenborn out there. He makes the catch. And that ends the inning. The Timber Rattlers do not score. Dionis Rodriguez, an impressive first inning as he works around the one-out walk. Wisconsin, nothing. Chiefs to the plate when we return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Shanuel, a spot start this evening. Right-hander Shanuel, 6'1", 196, from Swansea, Illinois. 25 years old. He was a 27th rounder in 2018. He will face Menlinger, Bushberger, Tovalin at the top, Jones, Chambers, Hernandez in the middle, Reichenborn, Staus, and Jew to round things out. First pitch misses wide for ball one. You may notice that Todd Lott was in the original outfield. He was a late scratch in this ball game. Clean that up. Menlinger takes a strike. It's 1-1. That was originally slated to play right field and bat leadoff, but late scratch this evening, not in the starting lineup as Menlinger cuts and misses. It's 1-2. So, yeah, stay with us for the second inning. We'll right our wrongs here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Manuel working with pace. A 1-2 is hit sharply and passed to diving Robbie in the right field. Chiefs have the leadoff man aboard. Oh, Menlinger continues to swing it well. Leadoff man aboard. Let's give you the Wisconsin defense. This alignment. We're going to get this one right. Nail it. First try. Mercado, Gray, Scipione left to right across the outfield. Metzinger, Garcia, Robbie, and Hall from third to first in the infield. Darian Miller back in the lineup tonight. He does the catching for Brady Shanuel. Bushberger the batter. Now there goes Menlinger. A hit and run. Bushberger fouls it away. 0-1. This is a Chiefs team that loves to run, but they were surpassed last night. Quad Cities River Bandits now lead the league in stolen bases. The Chiefs with 163 swipes in second place. Peoria has had a ton of success. Stolen base department against this Wisconsin club. 38 swipes through 16 games. Now another throw over from Shanuel. Close play, but Mindlinger back. Shanuel, he's used his two pickoffs. There's nothing in the rules that stop him from throwing over for a third time, but if Mindlinger would get back in safely, it would be ruled a balk. Fischberger is swinging a foul back. Count moves to nothing and two. No score, just underway. Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Peoria. Two strikes. Shanuel working a deliberate pace. Now the pitch fouled away. We'll do it again. There are some middle-aged gentlemen just to our right in the suite level. They are having a great time, and it's the first inning. I can't wait to see what will come of that from that suite as the night develops. Two-strike pitch. Buschberger went around on a check swing. He punches out. Shanuel wins the battle. With one away, here's Osvaldo Tovelin. Our game-time temperature brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. 84 degrees, a warm night, but a comfortable night. Nice breeze blowing out. Hitter's night tonight. Manuel, his first pitch to Tovelin. In there, first strike, nothing and one. Seen plenty of Shanuel over the last two seasons. Spent the entirety of the 2021 campaign with the Timber Rattlers. Long pause, now the 0-1. Tovelin, a cut and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Shanuel made a name for himself at the junior college level. Pitched two seasons at Parkland Community College, which is located in Champaign, 90 minutes, 2 hours from Peoria, give or take. Shanuel, he was a hot commodity in the Major League Draft. 0-2, a wave and a miss. Tovelin down on strikes. Two outs for L.J. Jones. Shanuel was selected in the 36th round of the 2016 draft by the Oakland A's. He declined that offer. He was then taken in the 20th round of the 2017 draft by the Phillies. Spurned Philadelphia. Ultimately settled on the Brewers in 2018. First pitch, heater in for a strike. Caught the outside edge. Nothing and one on Jones. Coming off a career day on Sunday. Drove in 8 runs. Tied a single game franchise record. There goes Mindlinger. The pitch is high for a ball. The throw down to second is in time to get him. Robbie, the second baseman, applied the tag. And a strong throw from Miller. He had to reach high for that heater that ran up and away. Impressive play by Miller. Caught stealing. Ends the innings. Chiefs do not score. We're through one in Peoria. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time. And it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Freddie Schindler back with you. Top of the second inning. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Timber Rattlers will send Garcia, Hill, and Robbie to the plate. 5, 6, and 7 in their order. We'll give you the Chiefs defense in just a moment. First pitch to Garcia, cut on and miss for strike one. Jones, Jew, and Reichenborn left to right across the outfield. Noah Mendlinger now goes to third. Mac Chambers, the shortstop. Francisco Hernandez at second. Osvaldo Tovelin in at first. The battery remains the same. Rodriguez throwing to Wade Staus. He just blew one by Garcia to make it nothing and two. Eduardo, 224, three homers, eight runs driven in. Two-strike serve, a roller foul off the end of the bat. Hammed off the railing in front of that Peoria dugout. Garcia, he's a youngster, just 20 years old. From Venezuela. Him listed at 6'3", 202. Two-strike pitch, a swing and a miss. That heater looks lively from Rodriguez tonight, doesn't it? He's got some late swings. Touch 96 that time on the radar gun. The stuff from Rodriguez has been really good. He's had some moments of inconsistency, maybe a few too many walks. Sometimes he struggles to locate that heater, but there's been a lot of good for the 21-year-old. It's a foul left side off the bat of Hall to jump in front, nothing and one. Hall has perhaps the most unique batting stance I've ever seen. As he cuts and misses, nothing and two. I'm sure that's a conversation starter. His belly button is pointing towards Dionis Rodriguez. You got to be careful on a ball that runs up and in, wouldn't you think? 0-2, misses down and away, one ball and two strikes. Hall 6'4", 215. He was a ninth rounder in the 2022 draft. Brewers trying to move him quickly. Here's the next delivery. Outside, two balls and two strikes. From Tampa, Florida. Selected out of the State College of Florida. He's a youngster, just 19 years old. 2-2. Swing and a ground ball towards short. Chambers charges. Fields and throws to first. Two men are out. Be interested to watch Hall this series. He's listed as a catcher. First base this evening. And with 2 outs, here's Zach Robbie. Robbie bats from the right side. Rodriguez ready. His first pitch is lined foul right side and out of play. Game two of this series, Wisconsin took the opener 4-1. Fine work from their pitching staff, particularly Taylor Floyd out of the bullpen. Three innings. That'll allow a run. One delivery outside for a ball. Make it 1-1 on Robbie. Spelled R-A-A-B-E. Late kick in the 1-1. Slider missed away. Two balls and a strike. Zach Martin is our home plate umpire this evening. Brian Van Vranken on the bases. flip-flop tomorrow. Here's a 2-1 serve. Missed down and in. 3 balls and a strike. Rare hitter's count for a Wisconsin batter in the early going. Stiles sets up the outer third, the 3-1, right up and in. Arm side runner, 2-on walk, will give Scipione a chance. He homered last night. Scipione has hit both of his home runs against us. Kind of rude. The breaking ball falls in for a strike, nothing at one. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. Timber Rattlers trying to start something up with two outs. Riguez deals. Slider in there for a strike. It's nothing and two. Riguez, the right-hander. He has his sign way ahead, looking for the punch shot to end the frame. The 0-2 missed away. Scipio not tempted on 95. 1-2, the count. Game number 122 of 132. As the 1-2 is cut on and missed to end the inning. Dionis Rodriguez, fine stuff from the right-hander. 3 punchies through 2. He loves pitching against this Wisconsin club. We'll dive more into that in the third. But first, the Chiefs bat in the bottom of the second inning. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Chase will get their second look at Brady Shanuel. Right-hander just fired his final warm-up toss. He'll face Jones, Chambers, and Hernandez, 4, 5, and 6 in the Peoria order. Jones was at the plate in the bottom of the first when Menlinger was caught stealing. He'll get a fresh count and another opportunity. First pitch to him is low for 1. Jay, quiet hands at the plate. The 1-0 ran inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Jones from Chula Vista, California. 2-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Jones out in front. 2-1 the count. Shanuel working with a little bit of pace. The next pitch. Swung on and missed. Sharp slider. It's now 2-2. Jones will take his time digging back into the box. Now ready. Shanuel home. Breaker in the dirt. Nice pick by Miller. That fills the count 3-2. Interesting to see how long Shanuel goes. His longest outing. Professional career. 3 1/3 innings as Jones skies one down the left field line towards the corner. It will land foul on the burn. Shanuel in his last start, he took the loss against Lansing. 3-2 pitch hit sharply on the ground in a second, right at Robbie, who read his scouting report. He makes the play, one out for Mac Chambers. In that outing, Shanuel allowed 2 runs, one of them earned. He walked 4 in 3 innings of work. So you would think 3 innings, maybe that's the threshold, perhaps a 4th inning. Things shake out his way. First offering to Chambers in there for a strike, 0-1. Mac 237, 5 homers. He's driven in 26. 0-1. Bender missed down. Ball and a strike. Shanuel will work in the low 90s, flirt with the mid 90s with the heater. 1-1. Chambers a check swing foul. Onto the roof of the facility. 1-2. Chiefs lead this season series 9-7. But Wisconsin, they've won 3 of the last 4. 1-2. Misses away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mostly seen fastball slider from Wisconsin right-hander to this point. On the 2-2, Chambers drives one to right field, chasing Scipione back. He makes the catch just shy of the warning track. 2 outs in the inning. Here comes Hernandez. Hernandez, second baseman this evening, 213 with 5 homers in his own right. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike one. Hernandez hit a dramatic pinch hit homer. Last home stand against Quad Cities. Takes one up in the zone, count now 1-1. Smoked a curveball over the wall and left. Takes down and away to make it 2-1. That game back on August 19th sent us into extras, but Quad Cities ultimately won the game in 11. 2-1 serve, a cut and a miss. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Saw Francisco working diligently with skipper Patrick Anderson the other day after BP. They're getting some extra work in, breaking down his swing path. 2-2 offering. Slider outside. Hernandez able to lay off. And the count has reached its breaking point. 3-2. Shanuel has his sign. Nods his head in agreement. The pitch home is cut on and missed. A ball in the dirt. Miller, the catcher, completes the punch out. With a clean throw to first, and that's that. 3 up, 3 down. Shanuel, he's punched out 3, and he's faced the minimum through 2. Rock to the third. Dionis Rodriguez back to work on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Ready to kick off the third. No score at Dozer Park in downtown Peoria, Illinois. Cardinals and Brewers Farm Clubs facing off this evening. First pitch, Mercado. A fly to center. Routine for Tommy Ju. He makes the head-high grab. One pitch, one out. Well, we teased it in the second inning. Just how good has Jonas Rodriguez been against this Wisconsin club? He's making his fourth start. He is now along 16 and one-third innings. He's allowed just one earned tally. Opponents entered action this evening, hitting 226 against him. Miller, the batter, he takes a strike, 0-1. By opponents, I mean the Timber Rattlers. So Wisconsin, three starts. They put up a 226 batting average. That has since gone down. They do not yet have a knock in this one. One Miller, a swing and a floater fouling out of play of the third base dugout. Count quickly, nothing and two. There you go, 16 and one-third innings pitch. He's allowed just one run. Had two dandy starts against Wisconsin this season. Two-strike delivery is fouled away. We'll do it again. On April 28th, six innings, six hits, one run, it was earned. He walked one, punched out eight, tied for a season high. Then in Appleton on June 2nd, five innings, five hits, no runs, one walk. Only punched out one, but he was good there. And he gets a punch out swinging this time. Miller over the top of a breaking ball. Down he goes. Two away in the Wisconsin third for the dangerous Chorio. Right-handed swinger. First pitch is lifted to right. Should be routine for Reichenborn. He hardly had to move. Catch made. Inning over. Message sent. Jonas Rodriguez. He is not allowed to hit. Through three. We go to the home half of the third. Nothing, nothing on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Tyler Reichenborn, Wade Stauss, and Tommy Chu, the scheduled batters in the Peoria third. Away we go with a tapper foul. Count 0-1 on Reichenborn. He finds himself in right field this evening. Drove in the lone Peoria run last night. Cuts and misses here. Count moves to nothing and two, and he will use a timeout. Creeping up on Sunset in downtown Peoria. We are scoreless in the third. Makings of a pitcher's duel early on. It's a two-strike pitch. Misses wide. It's now 1-2. It's a Chiefs team that got off to a fine start offensively in the month of August. Reichenborn wraps one on the ground foul. As of late, runs have been a little bit more hard to come by, with the exception of Sunday's 14-1 throttling of the Beloit Skycar. Reichenborn a 1-2 swing and a fly to left, deep but playable for Mercado. Makes the catch, one out. Now Stauss the batter. The Chiefs were towards the top of the Midwest League in every category at about the halfway point of the month. But then they were shut out on consecutive nights in Midland, Michigan, and the bats kind of cooled off. And Stauss pops the first pitch up on the infield, nearly right on top of the plate. Miller, the catcher, makes the catch. Two quick outs. Now Tommy Jew will step in. Chiefs put up some big numbers early August. They scored 9 runs at consecutive ball games. Chipped in 7 August 9th. They scored 8 more on August 12th. The bats have cooled in the latter half of the month. Jew swings at the first pitch and chops one to third. Nifty play by Metzinger, who was kind of caught in between on that chopper, but he makes the play, and that quickly ends the inning. And that quickly sends me out of here. We'll pass the baton to Brendan Howe. We'll have some of the middle innings tonight. We're scoreless through 3 in downtown Peoria. Beautiful night for baseball. Beautiful night for pitcher's duel. That's what we have on our hands so far. Brendan Howe will join us next on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for
off to the fourth inning we go. Dionis Rodriguez back to work. Ben Metzinger into the box to lead it off. First pitch swing, grounds it hard towards shortstop. Mac Chambers up with it. Over to first base in plenty of time. And there's one gone. In the visitor's half of the fourth. 3-4-5 due for Wisconsin. Metzinger set down on just one pitch. That'll bring up Joe Gray Jr. If you're stopping by a little bit late here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, if you're just tuning in, thank you very much. Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings tonight. Game two of our series, Chiefs and Timber Rattlers. Giannis Rodriguez, arms over the head, fires to Joe Gray Jr., a slider that picks up the outside black for a strike, nothing and one. Joe Gray tonight 0 for 1 with a fly out to right in his first go-around. Rodriguez from the wind, the 0-1. Another slider, that one finds its mark. Quickly 0-2. It's been a pitcher's duel to this point. Teams have traded three zeros. Just one hit belongs to our Chiefs. Noah Mendlinger with a leadoff knock. Rodriguez trying to put him away, the 0-2. Fastball rides outside. One ball, two strikes. Chiefs looking to avenge a 4-1 defeat last night in the opener. Two home runs that made the difference for Wisconsin in that ball game yesterday. Here's a 1-2 offering. Breaking ball, back goes flying, strike three. A little more pine tar on the grip for Joe Gray Jr. next time. He's down on strikes. That wins a row in section 110, some free hardies. And just like that, it's two up and two down and a handful of pitches for Rodriguez as he continues to roll. Here's Eduardo Garcia. Left side of the infield, shaded to the left. First pitch from Deonis. Fastball just a bit high. 1-0. Seen Rodriguez dial it up a little bit here in the early going. 95 with that fastball that time. One ball, no strikes. Right-hander back to work and the pitch. That's a breaker in there for a strike. Evens the count 1-1. Rodriguez has had that pitch working for him tonight. Good lateral movement to it. That slider. Keeping Wisconsin hitters off balance. And a 1-1. Wave and a miss. And Garcia leaning over the plate to try and catch that one. One ball, two strikes. Already five strikeouts for Rodriguez here tonight. Can he get another on the 1-2? Yes, he can. Strike three. Garcia waves and misses through the slider, and Rodriguez with back-to-back punchouts to end the fourth. Breezes right through the middle of the T-Rats lineup. Bottom four coming up next. We're in search of a run here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Fourth, Noah Mendlinger to the dish to lead it off for the Chiefs. Top of the order, Mendlinger, Bushberger, and Tobeline do. We're in search of our first run here tonight. Deadlocked at zeros right where we started Brady Shanwell back to work. Mendlinger, first pitch swing. He drives this one to deep center field. Gray chasing this one back toward the track. Reaches up. It's off his glove. Mendlinger's around first, thinking two. Now he wants three. The ball's still not back in. Mendlinger coasts into third with a leadoff triple. Noah Mendlinger. They will credit an error to Joe Gray Jr. out in center field, so no hit for Noah Mendlinger. Had to range back quite a ways to Joe Gray. Oh, an E8 for Joe Gray in center field. Now Wisconsin will pull the infield in with Buschberger at the dish. Chiefs looking to strike here in the fourth as Buschberger takes up high. One ball, no strikes. Shanwell had had some success against Peoria this year as a bullpen arm. Well, just one run over three innings. This one deflects off the leg pad of Miller behind the dish. Not far enough for Mendlinger to try and score. He holds right where he is. Two balls and no strikes here on Buschberger. It was a run on one hit, a walk and three strikeouts in three innings against Peoria out of the bullpen in three prior games for Shanwell. Here's a 2-0 to Buschberger. Breaking ball sits upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. Shanwell dipping himself into some hot water here with Osvaldo Tobolin on deck. And out of 3-0 from the righty. Fastball low. He lost him on four pitches. Buschberger works the free pass, and here comes Osvaldo Tobolin with men on the corners and nobody out. Tobolin is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. That'll prompt a mound visit for Wisconsin. Pitching coach out to have a word. Of course, Joe Arolt, the skipper of this Timber Rattler bunch. Let him do a 62-58 record at this point on the season. Their playoff hopes looking rather dim down the stretch in the second half. Just a couple of games better than Peoria record-wise in the latter portion of the season. A quick meeting concludes. Back to their respective spots go the Timber Rattlers infield. Interesting shift deployed for Osvaldo Tobolin as he steps in. Second baseman Robbie playing about halfway in between first and second. First one misses down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. A shortstop Garcia shaded just about as close as you can be without breaking the shift rule to the second base bag. Maybe a couple of feet to the left. Count 1-0 here on Tobolin. Always a power threat. Does have 7 home runs on the year. On the corners, nobody out. And the 1-0 from Shanwell. Tobolin pops this one up down the left side. Metzinger ranging back into foul ground. He goes, and he reaches up to make the catch. Backpedaling toward the Timber Rattlers bullpen. And a big, big first out for Shanwell. As he can breathe a little bit easier, but not for long, as here comes the big bat of L.J. Jones. Jones 0-for-1, bounced out to second base his first time. A chance to pick up RBI number 58 on the season if he can get Mendlinger home from third. Chiefs at the corners with one out, taken off from first base. Jones drives this one into deep center field. Gray on the run, ranging back to his right, reaches up to make the catch over his shoulder. Tagging from third, coming to score is Mendlinger. He will. The Chiefs lead 1-0. A sack fly from L.J. Jones. He's been an RBI machine over the last couple of days. Of course, he had 8 of them tying that franchise record on Sunday. Picks up another one here. Mendlinger comes in to score. Chiefs strike first here tonight in game 2. Well, that'll be up to Mac Chambers with 2 outs to keep the train rolling here. Chambers 0-for-1 with the flyout to right field. He bounces this one on the ground right side, played by the second baseman, Robbie. He'll flip to the covering pitcher, Shanuel, and not in time. Base umpire Brian Van Vranken saying the throw yanked Shanuel off the bag. First baseman Hall went into a dive to try and knock that baseball down. It was a nice play from Robbie, who had to range to his left to corral that baseball. By the time Shanuel got to the bag, Hall had reached his feet. They were both covering the bag. They both tried to evade each other. Shanuel caught the ball but did not hold the bag. That'll be ruled an infield hit. I'll make Mac Chambers 1-for-2. It pushes Bushberger to scoring position now for Francisco Hernandez, who swings at the first pitch and lofts this one into shallow right. Now drifting into foul ground is Hall. Right fielder Scipione coming on, and nobody makes the catch. It falls into foul ground by the Chiefs' bullpen. A rare miscue from Hall and Scipione, some miscommunication. Scipione is usually a pretty stout defender out there in right field. Let's that one slide. Hernandez can breathe some new life. The count nothing and one. First and second here for Peoria. Two away in their half of the fourth. It's Bushberger at second. Chambers aboard at first. Chiefs already with a run home in the inning off the L.J. Jones sack fly. Shanuel's 0-1. Hernandez taking at the knees. Did he hold the barrel back? He did. No swing, says base umpire Brian Van Vranken. It's 1-1. It was Wisconsin who scored first a night ago. The Chiefs cracking the scoreboard first here this evening. Bushberger dancing off a second. Shanuel will kick and look back towards him. Nobody holding him on. Chiefs 33-22 in games in which they draw first blood this year. The Chiefs, if they're able to play from ahead, they're usually able to finish the job. And the 1-1 from the righty. Hernandez taking away. Slider missed off the dish. 2-1. Hernandez a strikeout victim his first time. That was to end things in the Peoria second. Chance to bring home run number 2 tonight for our Chiefs if he can find some outfield grass. And the 2-1. Hernandez bounding ball towards shortstop, played on a hop by Garcia. He goes the short way to second for the force, and that ends the inning. Chiefs do strike for a run. A sack fly from L.J. Jones draws first blood for Peoria. They lead it by a penny, 1-0 as we go to the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Dionis Rodriguez been on cruise control to this point tonight. We've reached the top half of the fifth. Taden Hall, Zach Robbie, Arbert Scipione do against the stout right-hander for our Chiefs. 1-0 our score, a bit of a cushion to sit on for Rodriguez. First pitch of the inning, slider misses low, 1-0. All 0-1, bounced out to Mac Chambers his first time. Chiefs with a run on an L.J. Jones sac fly, his 58th of the season. Rodriguez set for the 1-0, is fired home, and it's a fastball fouled away off to the left. 1-1. Couple of new faces in the lineup for Wisconsin here tonight. Taden Hall, Zach Robbie, Darian Miller, who was suspended after a benches-clearing brawl in the Sunday finale for the Timber Rattlers. 1-1, slider misses down and in, 2-0. Hall and Robbie have been sort of role players for Wisconsin, but when they do get some playing time, making the most of it, Hall with a 267 clip entering action tonight. Sends the 2-1 in the air down the left field line, ranging toward the Wisconsin pen is L.J. Jones, and it falls harmlessly and bounces up onto the berm. 2-2. Of course, Jones was not originally slotted in to play left field tonight. Jones primarily, when he does play defense, a first baseman, of course, we've seen him tabbed as a DH for much of the second half. Todd Lott was a late scratch, so they don't anticipate that to be an issue. Should be back into the lineup tomorrow. 2-2. Rodriguez trying to put him away. Foul ball off to the left. Heater at 94. Slapped up and over the sweet level. Count will hold 2-2. We'll do it again. Hall putting up a tough fight. Rodriguez, glove over the head. Next 2-2 pitch. Fastball got him. Strike 3. He put one top shelf and it froze Hall. Another K for Rodriguez. 3 in a row dating back to the fourth inning. Here's Zach Robbie. How about Dionis Rodriguez tonight? Boatload of strikeouts. Count them up. 7 on the night for the right-hander. First pitch to Robbie. Drops a slider middle for a strike. It's a lethal combination for Rodriguez. A fastball at 95, 96 at times. Then he can drop that slider on you at 79 to 81. 1-1 pitch. That one socked foul off to the right. Nothing in 2. One night after Austin Love, starter last night for the Chiefs, picked up 10 punch-outs. Rodriguez right on his heels here in this fifth inning. 0-2. Fly ball into right center field. Chasing Reichenborn back to his right. And he'll camp under this one, though, to make the catch. 2-up, 2-down for Arbert Scipione. Scipione got the scoring started a night ago for the Timber Rattlers. That was a solo home run, just his second of the year at that point. Scipione, not known for his power, but certainly last night got a hold of one. A line shot over the wall and left. Pitch from Rodriguez. Fouled back by us off to the right. Look out, Chris. Voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers nearly caught that one off the skull. Got to be careful with the windows open down there. A couple of foul balls have already found their way inside the press box this year. 0-1. Slider, a number towards second base. Up with it is Hernandez. He'll sling it across to Tobolin in time to end the inning. 3 consecutive 1-2-3 frames for Rodriguez. It's been 10 in a row set down by the right-hander. Not too shabby of a night for Dionis. Chiefs in front by a tally. 1-0. Halfway home from Dozer Park in the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tyler Reichenborn to the dish. Bottom 5-1, nothing. Peoria goes first pitch swinging. Lifts it in the air to center field. Joe Gray to his left. Converging in the alley with the right fielder Cipione, who cuts him off to make the catch. One gone. Nearly a collision out there in the alley. Reichenborn is put away for out number one. Bring up Wade Staus. New hurler to tell you about. It's called to the bullpen, brought to you by U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. It's the right-hander, Zach Moore. First pitch to the new man, Wade Staus, misses high and wide for a ball, 1-0. Moore comes on in relief of Brady Shanwell, who was pretty stout here tonight. Just one run on a couple of hits over five innings. Pitch for Moore. Fastball buzzed the inside corner. Plate umpire Zach Martin didn't give him the call, however. Two balls and no strikes. Moore thought he had that one pretty much all the way, judging by the body language. Here he comes with a 2-0. That one inside, dusting back Staus off the plate a bit. Three balls, no strikes. Staus 0 for 1, popped out to the third baseman Metzinger his first time. And the 3-0 from the righty. Staus taking all the way, a get me over pitch, belt high for a strike. Peoria does have some action in their bullpen. It's Nick Trigger like Iverson warming. And Staus is taking a fastball downstairs. Ball four. Now the Chiefs with a one-out base runner. I'll set the table for Tommy Ju here. Well, Shanwell once again spectacular here tonight against our Chiefs. Dionis Rodriguez has just been that much better. You like a pitcher's duel, this is certainly the game to be tuned into here at Dozier Park tonight. 1-0 Peoria. Pitch for Moore. Tommy, big hack and a miss. Moore put a fastball top shelf. Ju came up empty on the large hack. Nothing and one. Tommy, a ground out to third in the third. 0 for 1 on the night as Staus gets a walking lead off of first. Held on by Hall. Now the pitch for Moore. Ju takes a fastball off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Tommy had the clip up over 380 for the last 10 days or so. Raised his batting average by more than 20 points over the last week. Certainly good to see Tommy get things going with the lumber again. Staus takes off for second. Ju swings and misses. Throw down for Miller is not in time. It pops out of the glove of Garcia. Well, they perhaps would have had Staus dead in the rights. And Garcia unable to hold the tag. How about that? A stolen base for Wade Staus. Don't often see him flash the wheels too often. Judging by that being his first stolen base of the year to justify that statement. That's a modest lead off of second base now as Robbie comes creeping in. Moore looks to him, no throw, and the swing and a miss from Ju retires him on strikes. And there's two away now here in the Chiefs half of the fifth. It'll be up to Noah Mendlinger now. Now Endlinger's been up twice. He's reached twice. A base hit back in the first. Reached on an error on a fly ball to Joe Gray Jr. back in the fourth. Netted him three bases. LJ Jones is unable to bring him in for the lone run to this point in the game as Endlinger asked for a time, and it was granted. A very late time granted by Brian Van Franken there. Moore was already halfway through his windup, and the pitch was on the way by the time he realized Endlinger was out of the box. Right-hander working from the first base side out of the stretch. Another fastball in there for a strike. This one actually counts this time, and it's nothing and one. Same pitch, same spot, same result. Only this time it goes up on the scoreboard as a strike. More from the chest, the 0-1. Mendlinger swings a blooper into shallow left field. This could be trouble. It drops in for a base hit. Here comes Stauss for the plate. He will score. Noah Mendlinger. Another base hit. This time it doubles the Chiefs' lead. It makes it 2-0. Noah Mendlinger is 15th RBI of the year. Peoria on the board for the second consecutive inning ahead of Jacob Buschberger. How about this for Noah Mendlinger out of the leadoff spot? Not spent a lot of time there in 2022 and resided more towards the bottom of the order in the early part of the year, but has taken the role in stride over the last couple of days. Second hit of the night here. Up three times, he's been on three times. That's what you need out of your leadoff guy. Productive at bats. Mendlinger has delivered to this point. Here's Jacob Buschberger now. Moore set the first pitch. Buschberger pops it up behind the dish. Catcher Miller giving it a look, but that one will find the seats. Four strike one. Lights have been flicked on here at Dozier Park as nightfall is upon us here. This August the 31st. September is tomorrow, folks. Hard to believe that. This is game 122 of 132. 0-1. Buschberger takes a breaking ball upstairs. A ball and a strike. Starting to stop at first base for Mendlinger as he holds up. Chiefs will finish out this series with three more to come after tonight. More ready for the 1-1. Here it comes. Buschberger nubs this one towards shortstop. Up with it is Garcia to second base. The short way for the force. And that retires the side. Not before Noah Mendlinger chalks up his 15th ribby of the year. It makes it a 2-0 Chiefs lead as we go to the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. And they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts.
Top of the sixth here from Dozer Park. Dionysus Rodriguez night is over. First pitch strike delivered to Rady Mercado to start off the inning. This call to the bullpen brought to you by U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless company connecting Peoria to what matters most. Nick Turgulik-Iverson is on. Mercado slaps that one foul to the backstop for strike two. Turgulik-Iverson, numbers on the year, 2-3 the record, a 3.02 ERA. Allowed just 20 runs over 59 and two-thirds as Mercado swings and misses strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Nick Turgulik-Iverson picks up right where Rodriguez left off after five spectacular innings. Did not allow a run, two walks, seven strikeouts. And here's the leadoff man, Darian Miller, back to the top of the order. Iverson's first pitch, fastball high, 1-0. Nick Turgulik-Iverson coming off of a Midwest League Pitcher of the Week award, and deservedly so, as Miller waves and misses over a 1-1 fastball in the outside corner. A scoreless streak that spans 20 innings now as the 1-1 glides over the outside black. It's a ball and two strikes here on Miller. 0-2, a pop out to the second baseman Hernandez, and a strikeout in the third. 1-2 pitch. Fastball just chopped foul. Miller got a large chunk of himself there off the right leg. Trying to walk off that stinger around the left-handed batter's box. Count a hold, 1-2. Very, very impressive stuff for Turgulik-Iverson. Canadian-born righty, 1-2, misses. Try to go outside with that heater again to put him away and missed. Count evens up. Iverson working with some pace. Now the next 2-2, that's fouled back to the screen. All zeros for Wisconsin to this point. More columns than one. 2-2. Ground ball toward first. Tobolin down to a knee. He scoops it up. He'll tag the bag at first himself for the out. And three unassisted. And Miller is set down. Here's Jackson Shorio. Shorio, the new number one prospect in the Brewers organization. Talked about it a little bit last night. If you were with us way back in April when the season commenced, it was Sal Frelick who was listed as the top prospects in the Brewers org. As Churio skies this one into right center field, ranging back is Rankinborn. He's at the wall, and it's gone. Second night in a row, Jackson Churio with a round tripper here at Dozer Park. His seventh in a Timber Rattlers uniform, and that slices the Peoria lead in half, make it a 2-1 game. So that gets rid of the shutout, the no-hitter, as well as the scoreless inning streak for Nick Turgulik-Iverson. His first run allowed in 20 and two-thirds. What a run it was. As Ben Metzinger takes the ball inside to start 1-0. I suppose if we're going to end it against anybody, Jackson Churio may as well be the guy, as the 1-0 pitch is sliced foul down the right side. 1-1. They're just singing his praises about how the Brewers have him as their top prospect in the org. And a 1-1. Metzinger takes it to shoot tops, two balls and a strike. And Churio has gone opposite field twice in the last couple of nights, off the foul pole yesterday. Here's a 2-1. That one's punched foul. County puts up 2-2. Off the bat of Churio, it just looks so effortless. That home run he hit last night looked like a routine fly ball down the right field line. Iverson's 2-2. That one's knocked foul. Up onto the concourse down the right field line. Todd Lott had a long way to go after that ball last night. with the sky being a bit hazy, he couldn't find it, but it didn't matter. It clanked off the foul pole anyway. 2-2 slider. That one misses down and away. Iverson thought he had him. A couple of steps toward the Peoria dugout. Instead, the count fills 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from the righty. Here it is. Fisted foul. Down towards Joe Arault. Briskly played ball game to this point here in the sixth. 2-1 our score if you're just stopping by. Next payoff from Iverson. Fastball downstairs, ball four. So after the strikeout to start the inning and the lazy ground out, home run from Jackson Jorio. Now the walk to Ben Metzinger will bring up Joe Gray Jr. He's also a noted power threat. Really is boom or bust for Joe Gray Jr. First pitch to him. Fastball inside, just a bit off the inside black. It's 1-0. 15 home runs, 53 RBIs for Joe Gray, but the average sits at just 188. And a boatload of strikeouts to go with it. Iverson set for the 1-0. Here it comes. Fastball buzzes the outside edge. 1-1. Iverson dangles that right arm out of the stretch as he gets his sign from Stauss. Now he's set. Lifts the leg and offers the 1-1. Another strike on the outside corner, living away from Joe Gray here in this at-bat. Ball and two strikes. Walking lead for Metzinger off of first, held close by Tobolin. 2-1 our score. Jackson Jorio sliced into that with his solo shot earlier in the frame. 1-2 pitch. Gray stays alive as he fouls it away off to the right. Eduardo Garcia on deck. Should he be needed here in this top of the sixth? Giannis Rodriguez tonight, Peoria's starter, was masterful tonight. It was an oil painting out there for him. 5 shutout, no-hit innings. Iverson looks to first, and back standing in is Metzinger. Almost said Menlinger. He's across the diamond playing third base right now. We have Noah Menlinger and Ben Metzinger. Both play third base. Both were in the leadoff spot last night, although Metzinger slotted down a couple of spots tonight as Gray punches this one on the ground. Shortstop Chambers up with it on the slide. Throw to first is not in time. Oh, it would have been one heck of a web gem, but a great effort nonetheless from Chambers in the hole. An infield single for Joe Gray Jr. Mac Chambers gets a hand for his efforts. Chambers had to range a long way to his right to try and corral that baseball. Went into the slide. Made the play on the backhand. Sprung to his feet to throw just a tad late. And that pushes Metzinger to second base into scoring position now. Second hit of the ball game here, not only of the game, but in this inning for the Timber Rattlers as Eduardo Garcia looks at his strike. It's 0-1. Pair of K's for the Wisconsin shortstop to this point as he digs in for the third time. First against Nick Chigurlik-Iverson. Right-hander ready for the 0-1. Here it comes. Swatted away foul off to the right. It's 0-2. Chiefs will look to play keep away in the bottom of the sixth. Osvaldo Tobolin, L.J. Jones, Mac Chambers do. 3-4-5 in the order. More action for the Chiefs down the right field line. A lefty loosening. 0-2. Off the end of the bat. Flicked away foul up onto the roof at Dozier Park. Out of play. Looks to be maybe Chris Girard tossing down that left field side. Chigurlik-Iverson ready for the 0-2. Here it comes. Oh, he got him right on the backside. Right on the spine. And Garcia, good sport about it, tosses the bat away. He'll head down to first base. Looks to be in good spirits there. Certainly leave a mark, though. And now here comes Edwin Moreno. That'll load up the bases on the hit batsman. So the brick wall that had been Nick Trigger-like Iverson out of the bullpen has started to unravel a bit here in the sixth inning. Not accustomed to seeing this out of the right-hander. Had been superb through 20 and two-thirds scoreless innings before the home run from Jackson Shorio. And since then, it's been three straight base runners, a walk from Metzinger, a base hit from Joe Gray, and now the hit-by-pitch that puts Garcia on. Short meeting from Moreno. He will exit stage right. Loaded up now for Tate and Hall, and a base hit could put Wisconsin in front. First pitch fastball at the letters misses. 1-0. Metzinger at third, Gray at second, Garcia at first with two outs here on the top of the sixth. Nick Trigger-Iverson are trying to buckle down and keep the Chiefs in front. 1-0 pitch slider, that catches the bottom of the zone for a strike. Pitcher's pitch there. Hall with a couple of words for Zach Martin behind the plate. Saying, is that as far as the zone extends? He gets a nod of reassurance. 1-1 pitch. Off speed, missed outside, 2-1. Trigger-Iverson on the year, only 14 walks allowed through his 59 and two-thirds. He's allowed one here in this inning, and he's fallen behind 2-1 against Hall. Next offering. A number back to the mound. Trigger-Iverson off to field it. And he'll shuffle and fire in plenty of time. And that will end the inning. A 1-3 putout keeps the Chiefs' lead intact. They lead it 2-1. Jackson Shorio with a solo homer. His second in as many nights here at Dozier Park. Chiefs looking to add on from here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Chiefs, as we head to the bottom of the sixth, Osvaldo Tobolin, LJ Jones, Mac Chambers do. Zach Moore, the right-hander, he was out of the bullpen in the fifth inning. Tasked with trying to shut down the Chiefs. Back for his first full inning here. Pumps in a strike to start out Tobolin, it's nothing and one. Peoria offensively, two runs on three hits tonight. One run, a pair of hits for the Timber Rattlers as Moore delivers the 0-1. It's popped up a mile high on the infield. Catcher Miller loses the mask. Third baseman Metzinger charging inwards in front of the mound to make the catch. And there's one away for LJ Jones now. Jones 0-1 with a sack fly. That got the Chiefs on the board in the fourth inning. This game was scoreless for the first three innings, but at least one of the two teams that put up a run in each of the last three here in the middle frames. Jones offers at the first pitch, couldn't hold the barrel back. Nothing and one on the slider down and away. Jones a ground out to second before slapping that sack fly for his 58th ribby of the season. Takes another off-speed pitch down and away. One and one, able to lay off that time. Chiefs trying to play out on here. Bases empty, one away, bottom six. And a 1-1. Fastball slides outside. It's two balls and a strike. Moore working out of the wind. Glove at the belt. Sidesteps, lifts the leg, and the 2-1 pitch home is down and away. Three balls and a strike to a dangerous hitter, L.J. Jones. By the way, is a couple of entries on our top 10 plays list. An article coming out hopefully next week as Jones sends a 3-1 high in the air down the left field side, but well foul. The count will fill up 3-2. Jones makes a couple of entries on that list, as well as Todd Lott, who finds himself on there twice. Those are the only two members of the active roster that are on the top 10 plays list more than once. 3-2 pitch, Jones, and just able to stay alive. Fouled it off himself as he walks it off, takes a lap around the home plate area. That'll be a stinger, but Jones a tough customer. Where's that shin guard on his left leg? Doesn't account for covering the shoe tops, however. That's exactly where that baseball got him. Next payoff pitch, Jones breaks his bat, fists that one into right field. It'll dunk down for a base hit. Unconventional, but it's a line drive in the box score. And Jones has got himself a one-out single to set up Mac Chambers. Chambers one for two on the night. A base hit back in the fourth, fly out to right before that. Switch batter digging in from the left side. Third baseman Metzinger in on the infield grass. Chambers did drop down a bunt in the sixth inning last night. Takes a high strike. Nothing and one on the slider. Chambers dropped down a beauty down the third baseline last night. That loaded the bases at the time for the Chiefs. They put together a rally in the sixth inning. A one. Chambers, did he go around? He did for a strike. It's 0-2. Well, that was when Peoria made things a bit interesting and perhaps showed some life there in that sixth inning. Tyler Rankinborn had an RBI single. That was as close as the Chiefs would get at 4-1. That score ultimately went final. I think in two, Chambers takes up high. Peoria loaded the bases up twice last night. They were only able to scratch across one run out of those couple of situations. One ball, two strikes on Chambers. The pitch for Moore, here it comes. He just gets a piece of it. Trickles it foul toward the Wisconsin dugout. Chiefs ahead 2-1 here in the middle innings. The slimmest of margins trying to hang on in game two. Wisconsin with a series opening victory last night. Chiefs trying to return the favor. Next two-strike pitch. Chambers fights that one off as well into the sweet level. Chiefs shortstop putting up a tough fight with two strikes. L.J. Jones aboard at first and one away. Big alley in right center fielder. Chambers can hook one and takes up and in. Fastball dusted him off a bit. Two balls and two strikes as the count evens out. That heater only 92 out of the hand of Moore, but looked like it had some extra giddy up on it. Some late life. Count 2-2. And the pitch to Chambers. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Dropped a curveball in on him. First time Chambers had seen that in the at-bat, and he's away on strikes. Here's Francisco Hernandez. Now Hernandez struck out back in the second, rolled into a fielder's choice to end the fourth. And here he is here with a man aboard at first and two gone. First one for Moore. Fastball strike on the outer third. Nothing and one. Well, that's exactly what the Timber Rattlers bullpen did to the Chiefs a night ago. It's Taylor Floyd who came on. The bases loaded situation and slammed the door. 0-1. Hernandez thought about going around, but it's a strike anyway at the knees. 0-2 on the good slider. Seems to be Moore's bread and butter pitch. He's pulled it out a couple of times and said it's working. 0-2 to Hernandez. Fastball misses wide. One ball, two strikes. Infield shaded to the left. Playing Hernandez to pull. More set for the 1-2. Here it comes. Hernandez takes outside. Count evens up 2-2. That one ticked up to 93 that time. Tyler Reichenborn hoping for a chance. He's loosening up in the on-deck area. Two balls, two strikes. The count is even. And a late time granted. Zach Martin offering time to Francisco Hernandez, who didn't step out of the box. Sort of stuck his hand out as Moore was ready to fire. Now the 2-2 on the way. Hernandez watches that one miss away. Count to the brim, three balls and two strikes. Chance for Peoria to try and extend this inning. Couple of outs with an L.J. Jones single sandwiched in between. Jones will be on the move. Three balls, two strikes, the pinch. Hernandez pops it up. Left side ranging into foul ground. Metzinger, and he will look up into the lights to make the catch. And that will end the inning. Now the single from L.J. Jones goes by the wayside. Chiefs strand a runner. They still lead it by a tally. 2-1 our score as we move to the seventh. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Bottom third due here in the seventh for Wisconsin. A 2-1 Chiefs lead as we move into the late innings here tonight in game two. First pitch to Zach Robbie is in for a strike. Victor Gerlich-Iverson back to work on the bump for our Chiefs. No action to follow him in the bullpen. Right-hander ready to work the 0-1. In the air, a fister down the right field side. Diving and past the glove of Reichenborn and a roll to the wall. Rounding first, thinking second is Robbie. Now turning on the Jets for three as the throw comes back into Chambers. He'll slide in with a leadoff triple. Reckenborn took a gamble. It didn't pay off. The third hit of the ball game for the Timber Rattlers, a big one. And that gives Arbert Scipione, who drove in a run last night on the solo shot, a chance to knot it up here if he can come through again. Chase will pull the infield slightly in, not yet on the grass. First pitch swinging here for Scipione. A fly ball down the right side. This could spell trouble. Oh, it falls foul just by inches. Tobolin, Hernandez, Reichenborn all in the area. None of them got to the ball in time. And luckily for the Chiefs, it fell eyelashes to the right of that chalk down the right field line. Boy, how close was that to being a game-tying bloop single for Scipione. Instead, it's strike one. Chiefs can breathe at least for the moment here. Chirilic Iverson out of the stretch. Extreme first base side of the rubber. Now the 0-1. Fouled straight back. Count goes to 0-2. Zach Robbie out of the 7-hole tonight. New entry into the lineup for Wisconsin. Face that Peoria has not seen this year. Been up three times and on twice. Here's the 0-2. Fouled away by Scipione. Chirilic Iverson, not as steady as we're used to seeing, but trying to battle his way back here. Got two consecutive outs to open the sixth inning before the home run from Jackson Churio. 0-2, bounding ball towards second base. Picked by Hernandez, it's off his glove. Regathers and fires to first for the out. A good recovery from Hernandez, able to look the runner back at third, even despite the bobble. The 4-3 putout keeps that tying run at third base for Rady Mercado. That'll bring out Patrick Anderson for a visit. Before Mercado steps in, who's 0-2 on the night, Patrick Anderson is on his way out for a visit. There is no action in the Chiefs' bullpen, so this is not a move to lift Iverson from this game. Perhaps a strategy deployment here against Mercado with the top of the order, Miller on deck. Goes without saying there's a huge difference between men on the corners and one away as opposed to a man at third and two away. Perhaps just a point of attack here on Mercado, who's flying out to center and struck out. Mercado was the first out of the sixth inning when Chirilic Iverson entered the ballgame tonight. Got him on three pitches. And Patrick Anderson with a quick word. He will exit. Chiefs infield is pulled in on the lip of the grass. With one out in the game's tying run at third in the form of Zach Robbie. Pitch from Iverson. Ground ball through the hole into right, a base hit, and the game is tied. RBI single for Mercado as Robbie comes in to score, and we're knotted up at two. That didn't take long for Mercado to capitalize there. It's a little bleeder through the hole as Tobolin and Hernandez are about equidistant from that baseball, and it just split the two of them into right. Allows Robbie to trot home and even the score. Darian Miller, the new man, pops this one up left side. Ranging over after it is Chambers onto the outfield grass, and he will make the catch. Well, that is out number two for Jackson Churio. So after being no hit for five innings, Dionis Rodriguez relinquishes the reins to Nick Chirilic Iverson. The Timber Rattlers have put up runs in consecutive innings. Churio got the party started with that solo homer. He goes after the first one and pops it up Shallow right field. Now back onto the dirt. Hernandez drifting back a bit as the ball carries on its way down and into his glove for the third out of the inning. Another run for the Timber Rattlers. An RBI single from Rady Mercado. Knots it up at two apiece. We stretch from Dozer Park. Level playing surface once again. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Sent Tyler Rankinborn, Wade Staus, Tommy Jude to the plate, bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Rankinborn is in for a strike. Nothing at one. Zach Moore still going strong on the bump. The first and only arm out of the bullpen to this point for the Timber Rattlers. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. There's a philosophy right now for Wisconsin. He has shut down the Peoria bats. Rankinborn looks at a slider away, 1-1. 2-2 our score. We've got a good one brewing down the stretch here tonight. Rankinborn trying to jumpstart the Chiefs' offense and propel him back in front. Here's a 1-1. Rankinborn bounces this one toward third. A hot shot picked up by Metzinger. Throw across is a strong one and in time to retire Rankinborn for out number one. And here's Wade Staus. Staus 0-for-1 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run score tonight. And the reason for the inflection in my voice when I told you that Staus has stolen a base tonight is because it's his first of the year. Not the most fleet of foot being a catcher. Not many catchers are. Staus takes a look at a strike, 0-1. Don't tell that to Darian Miller, however. He's leading off tonight for Wisconsin. 0-1. That one bounces up to the dish. 58-foot breaker to Staus, and it's a ball and a strike. Teams are even in the runs and hits column. Two runs on four hits apiece. Timber Rattlers with one error. Staus on the 1-1. Takes slow and in. Oh, did it get a piece of him? Yes, it did. Right out the front foot. Home plate umpire Zach Martin was all over that one. Staus aboard for the second time. A walk and a hit by pitch. A little bit unconventional, but Chiefs will certainly take it with one out. Here's Tommy Ju. Of course, we've talked numerous times about how the Chiefs have had their fair share of close games this season as Tommy steps in. Infield playing him to pull. First pitch showing. Bunt, he pops it straight up. The catcher, Miller, up from behind the plate, but won't have an opportunity to get a glove on that one. As Tommy a bit upset with himself that time as he popped that bunt straight backwards. Nearly got a piece of himself that time in the process. No balls and a strike. Patrick Anderson not afraid to play small ball. He's shown that time and time again. A bunt in a sixth inning situation last night for Mac Chambers paid off. Trying to do the same with Tommy here as a check on Stouse unsuccessful. He gets the uniform dirty. Back in with a dive. Tommy's 0 for 2. He's grounded out to third and struck out thus far tonight. He's been swinging a hot bat as of late, trying to keep it going. Morissette and the 0-1. Tommy, a big swing. Fastball up top, came up empty. Nothing in two. Both teams, when they've scored, they've done it in consecutive frames. The Chiefs in the fourth and the fifth, the Rattlers in the sixth and the seventh. All told, a tie score at 2-2. Pitch for Moore. That one's up high. Good waist pitch. Good entice Tommy to go after it. It's a ball and two strikes. Top of the order, represented by Noah Menlinger, waits on deck. Menlinger's had himself a sterling night here tonight. 1-2. Tommy chops this one up the third base side. It will trickle foul toward the third base back. Got another chance with two strikes. They'll re-rack him. Do it again. A lot of tough at-bats from both sides here tonight. It's resulted in a low-scoring affair. Chiefs trying to string something together here in the bottom of the seventh. They do have a runner aboard in Wade Stouse. Count 1-2 on Tommy Jew. And the next pitch for Moore. Tommy waves and misses for strike three. Moore put the slider on the outside part of the plate. Not a very competitive swing from Jew. That time was fooled on the off-speed delivery. That'll bring up Noah Menlinger. Menlinger tonight, been up three times and on three times. Base hit in the first, an RBI single in the fifth. And another check on Stouse, unsuccessful. He's back in there. Sandwiched in between those pair of base hits. There's an error charged to the center fielder, Joe Gray. Allowed Menlinger to scamper all the way to third and eventually came in to score the game's opening run. Takes high and away here to start, 1-0. Chiefs now at two outs on the board, trying to get any sort of offense going here in this seventh inning. If not, Moore would shut him down for a second consecutive inning. Right-hander sent, here's the 1-0. Menlinger pops it up left side. That'll drift into the seats, foul. It's 1-1. If you're just checking up on us here, bottom of the seventh, 2-2 our score. Brendan Howe with you. For the moment, Cody Schindler will take over the mic in just a couple of minutes. Game 2 of 6 this week. Chiefs and Tim Rattlers in play through Sunday. All 6:35 starts here in the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. And a 1-1 for Moore. Menlinger grounds at first base side. Glumped by Hall. He'll step on the bag for the out. Menlinger nearly tucked that one into the corner, and that could have been trouble. A good defensive play from Hall. Saves the tie for Wisconsin for the moment. 2-2 our score. Let's head to the eighth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today
at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Late drama on a Wednesday evening in downtown Peoria. 2-2 tie as Ben Metzinger steps in for the visiting Timber Rattlers. He takes the ball inside 1-0. Metzinger, Gray Jr., and Garcia, the scheduled batters. 1-0 pitch clips the outside edge. It's 1-1. Baseball, it's a funny game. Sherlock Iverson entered with a 20-inning scoreless streak. He now surrendered runs in each of his two frames tonight. 1-1, a swing and a foul back. Metzinger had a good pass at that one. Count 1-2. Look, Iverson, a quick worker. The wind, the 1-2 is laced foul the other way. Come to rest on the right field berm. Hey, best wishes to former Cardinals skipper Tony La Russa. Of course, now the head honcho of the Chicago White Sox. He is taking a leave of absence. 1-2 pitch just missed, 2-2. For an undisclosed health matter, he will head back to Arizona and some treatment from his personal doctor. As a ground ball towards short is bobbled by Chambers. The throw is late. A leadoff E6. It's Wisconsin some life. Joe Gray Jr., but best wishes to Tony. Obviously did a lot of winning in St. Louis. I believe he visited Dozer Park at one time. What year was that? Gray swings and misses, count nothing and one. I'm going to try to get some legends here next year. 2023 will be the 40th year of Peoria Chiefs baseball. Go big or go home, right? The 0-1, Gray, a looper foul down the right field line. It bangs off the tarpaulin. Count nothing and two. White Sox, they're not out of it, but they will need a strong finish if they want to make a run as Gray lines one into center, a base hit. Timber Rattlers have them at first and second with nobody out in their half of the eighth. Wild card races will be interesting. Of course, three wild card spots up for grabs in 2022. Cardinals are not in that conversation. They have a comfortable lead in the National League Central, 5.5 games as of this second. Tied 2-2 in the eighth in Cincinnati. National League wild card, it's four teams battling for three spots. As Garcia chops one over a drawn-in infield, it skips into left, and the Timber Rattlers have the lead. Scoring on the play, Metzinger, Gray safe at third. Bang-bang play. They're at the corners with nobody out. The Timber Rattlers scored three unanswered and now lead it by a penny. See ya. First hit, second reach. RBI single, puts his club in front. Now it's Taden Hall. Tanded swinger, he fouls back, count nothing and one. The Braves and the Phillies, both from the National League East, in the top two spots. San Diego will be the third team in at the moment. Hall takes down and in, it's 1-1. The Brewers, certainly not out of it. Won six of their last 10, they're nine games over. 2.5 off the pace behind San Diego. 1-1 from Tregarlik Iverson, missed down and in. 2 balls and a strike. In the American League, a much more competitive race. Tampa Bay and Seattle jockeying for that top wild card spot. Toronto nipping at their heels. 2-1 swing and a foul back. Even at 2. The Baltimore Orioles, 2.5 out. The Twins, 3 out. Although Minnesota, they're much more concerned with that division. American League Central, they're just a game out as they've rattled off 5 in a row. 2-2 pitch grounded towards the middle of the diamond. Chambers a diving stop. He slaps the glove on the second base bag for the out. Gray scores on the play. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Hall, and the lead doubles. It's now 4-2 Timber Rattlers. One on, one out. Robbie the batter, and I think this will be the end of the line for Tregarlik Iverson. Skipper Patrick Anderson out. Nick has been as good as anybody, not just in the Midwest League, but at minor league baseball as of late. Timber Rattlers get to him this evening. The right-hander will depart. Chris Girard is on, a U.S. Sailor call to the bullpen. Tell you more about him when we return. Now 4-2 Wisconsin as we play in the eighth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Cellular, America's locally grown wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. Chris Girard is on, the left-hander. Joined the club in Midland, Michigan. His first pitch is lined towards a gap in right center off the bat of Robbie. Reichenborn over to cut it off, streaking first to third on the play. Hall, they're at the corners now for Arbert Scipione. Timber Rattlers have flipped this one on its head. Chiefs led 2-0 entering the sixth. Jonas Rodriguez, 5 no-hit innings. He will be tagged with a no decision, a tough luck no decision at that. Wisconsin, they have had some success against the Peoria bullpen. His pitch to Scipione, swung on and missed. Count nothing and one. Let's give you the numbers on Girard, the former Virginia Tech Hokies. 0-2 with a 6.75, 8 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs all earned, 2 walks, 13 strikeouts. He is a strike thrower indeed. Cue the 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Chiefs again have the infield in, trailing a pair. This one getting late. We're in the 8th inning. Good news, if you're a Chiefs follower, Bushberger, Tovalin, and Jones due in the bottom of the 8th. Girard picks towards first, but the runner back standing. Timber Rattlers, if they can hang on, they would hold a 2-0 series lead. 1-1 pitch, a curveball. Staus can't find it. It skips past him and goes to the backstop. Scoring on the play, Hall. Third run of the inning for Wisconsin, and it's now a 5-2 Timber Rattlers advantage. Girard has a sharp curveball. It's one of the best I've seen in 2022. That one just bounced out in front of the plate. 2-1 miss down. 3 balls and a strike. Robbie also moved up on the wild pitch. He's now the man at second. 3-1, a swing and a foul back. Pion had a good pass at that one. And fill the count 3-2. Payoff pitch. Scipione went around. Could not check his swing. Strikeout for Girard. 2 outs in the 8th. Here's Rady Mercado. How about this for a debut? See what Gunnar Henderson did in Cleveland tonight? First major league at bat. A long home run to right center. Out of a switch batter. He's out in front and rounds one foul to the right of first. Girard ahead, nothing and one. Five, two, T-Rats, we're in the 8th. 0-1. Missed wide, a ball and a strike. Change up, perhaps. Five, two, Wisconsin. One on. Two outs. Pitch fouled away. Make it 1-2. Will retoe the slab, looking to limit the damage. It has been a 3-run inning. Here comes the 1-2. Missed wide. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 5-7-1 for the Timber Rattlers. 2-4-1 for our Chiefs. The line score at the moment. Girard rests the mint on his front hip before coming set. 2-2. Sharp breaker missed down and in, nearly hit Mercado. Just got him on the big toe. Fills the count 3-2. Speaking of getting hit on the big toe, if you're a Timber Rattlers fan, you are well aware of what happened Saturday night in Appleton, a benches clearing incident. Armenteros of the Lansing Lugnuts was hit by a pitch. He went out and charged the mound. Got hit on a back foot breaking ball on the big toe. Mercado strikes out looking. That ends the inning. That was a wild sequence. last week in Appleton. Armenteros, a 10-game suspension, by the way. He will pretty much shut it down for the remainder of 2022. See, the Chiefs can rally. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 5-2 Wisconsin on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
U.S. Sailor call to the pen. Left-hander Justin King is on with his team leading by three. First pitch goes to the backstop. Well, too much mustard on that brat. That fastball. King, 6'1", 215 from north of the border. Abbotsford, Canada. 1-0 pitch, a strike call, 1-1. Played his college ball at Louisiana Monroe. Signed as a free agent this season. 1-1 pitch, missed down and in. Two balls and a strike. 93 on that one from King. You can sling it a little bit from that left side. 2-1 pitch is looped into shallow center. This will hang up for Gray, who makes the catch. Schberger got that one off the end of the bat. That was the difference there. One out, here comes Tobley. Any update on Brewers, Mark? Have you guys seen this story? Maybe Brewers, Mark is a big prospects guy and he's watching us tonight. Just pitched to Toveline outside for ball one. There was a gentleman named Mark who was, well, let's just cut to the chase. He was friend-zoned on the big screen. AmFam ballpark. Toveline takes a strike. That's hard for me to say. I'm sure it's tough for Brewers fans, too. It's Miller Park, right? It'll always be known as Miller Park to me. I know I sound like an old curmudgeon. 1-1, taken down and in, two balls and a strike. But basically, it read something along the lines of, Mark, I cherish our friendship. Let's keep it that way. Tobaline, Tomahawks at 2-1, out in front of the plate. Little squibber. Miller, the catcher, pounces on it. Two down in the eighth. Now, there was a gentleman who on Twitter said that was me. And I don't know if that was someone trying to be funny or what the deal was. As Jones takes a strike, it's 0-1. Maybe it was Mark. The 0-1 LJ Jones missed down and in for ball one. Now, apparently, the next night they followed up with a fine song reference. Hey, Mark, you can always turn to me, Jenny. And they put her phone number on the screen. Jones fouls it back to make it 1-2. 8675309. But there's another layer to the story. Christian Yelich on Twitter said, Brewers were down 2 in the 8th. The dugout looked up, saw the message, and said, let's win one for Mark. I don't know if this is still a running bit or not in the 9-3 as Jones lines one. Foul. Just foul. I thought it may have squeaked inside the line. Count remains 1-2. And of course, Mark is a common name, right? So there had to be more than a handful of Marks in attendance that night. Another 1-2 is fouled away into the first row. First baseman Hall got over there, just ran out of room. Good battle. Another 1-2 to LJ, and it misses downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. So if you are Brewers Mark or you are familiar with Brewers Mark, please give him our condolences from the Great Chiefs. Jones, another swing and a foul. Do it again. That could be a promotion next year when the Timber Rattlers come to town. Brewers Mark Night. Five-two Wisconsin. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning. They're 2-2 offering. Jones takes low again. Now a chance to win this battle. 3-2 the count. Jones 1-for-2. He does have a sack fly tonight. 58th ribby of the year. 3-2. Jones pops it up. Again, sky high down the right field line. The Peoria bullpen scattering. Look out. Scipione, the right fielder, went crashing into the railing just behind the Peoria pen. Brace for impact. There's not a lot of cushion down there. He was quickly back to his feet, and he's back to his position now. Three and two. Jones digs back in, right-handed swinger. King set the payoff. Down and in, ball four, one at bat, LJ Jones. Had a productive night. Second reach. We'll pass the baton to Matt Chambers and put the tying run into the on-deck circle. And with that, a right-hander quickly gets to stirring in the T-Rats bullpen. Will Shearholtz, Wisconsin pitching coach, out to have a word. That gives us a moment to check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard on this Wednesday, August 31st, the final night of the month. Game two of these series around the league. Let's dive in to some finals. Lake County, they hold Great Lakes to one hit. 2-0 the final. The Captains now 71-49. And they are creating some separation in the East Division second half. Now 36-18, four games up on Great Lakes. South Bend a winner 4-2 over Lansing. They trim a game off their magic number. as Chambers skies the first pitch to center. Gray going back, still back. It's over his head to third, Jones. He will jam on the brakes. It's a double for Chambers. That ball was scalded to straightaway center. Hold everything. A walk, now a double. Hernandez, the tying run indeed to the plate. Other scores tonight around the Midwest League. West Michigan 6-4. They lead Fort Wayne in the ninth. Top of the eighth, Dayton a 9-4 lead over Cedar Rapids. And in the sixth, 10-3, Beloit on top of Quad Cities. Back to our game. First pitch to Hernandez. A strike called on the inside edge. Count nothing and one. King looking to wiggle out of trouble. If you're Hernandez, you don't need a homer, right? A little base hit through the right side could score a pair. The 0-1. Heater high and away. One ball and one strike. Five to Wisconsin. But the cheese a little more binding. On one pitch, Hernandez a ground ball pass to diving Metzinger and in the left. One run in. Chambers in. Streaking to second on the throw. Hernandez. 5-4. We're tongue-tied in Peoria. Hold everything. That is going to do it for Justin King. Joe Arolt, the skipper, had to take the ball. He wastes no time. King will exit. He got the first two outs with ease. Then a walk, a double, and a two-run single. Now a 5-4 ball game. Tying run in scoring position. The go-ahead run will come to the plate in the form of Tyler Reichenborn. U.S. Cellular call to the pen. We'll tell you more about the right-hander when we return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Don't go anywhere just yet. Chiefs within a run. Tying tally in scoring position. And the first pitch from Joey Montulovich. Way wide. Ball one to Tyler Reichenborn. Montulovich on as part of a U.S. Cellular call to the pen. He's 4-1 with an ERA north of 6. Hernandez creeping off of second, the 1-0. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Chiefs, they have done a fair bit of rallying this season. 20 come from behind wins. 20 of their 51. 2-0 serve. That one missed high. Three balls and no strikes. Love to put that go-ahead run on base. expect Rankinborn to take all the way. He did not. Had a home run hack, came up empty, however. 3-1 the count. I love that aggression, though, right? You're probably going to get a challenge heater. Just came up empty. The 3-1 pitch, Rankinborn, a towering fly into left center. Gray is over, Mercado is over. It's the left fielder Mercado who puts it away to end the inning. Chiefs make it interesting, however. A pair of tallies home in the eighth. We go to the ninth in what is now a 5-4 ball game on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Keep it here.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Left-hander Chris Girard enters. I should say returns to the mound. He got the last two outs of the eighth. But he enters what is now a much more precarious spot. Chiefs put up two in the eighth. It's a one-run ball game. Lefty to lefty, Girard to Darian Miller. Curveball strike gets us started. Miller hitless, 0-for-4 tonight. 10 homers, he's driven in 36. Fouls that one back to the screen. It's quickly nothing and two. A curveball from a left-handed pitcher just looks cleaner, doesn't it? Something about it from a lefty, a big over-the-top, 12-6 breaker. The 0-2, a foul tip into the mitt. Strike three, Girard worked him backwards. Curveball, curveball, and then beat him with the heater. One out in the ninth. Now Churio, the batter. Probably the last guy you want to see in this spot. He's 1-for-3 with yet another homer. First pitch, that one hit well towards right center. Gliding over the center fielder, Ju, makes the catch. Two down. Another ball hit hard by Churio. That one for an out. And with two quick outs, Metzinger, the batter. Girard working from the wind. First pitch home. A breaking ball low. 1-0 the count. Stauss, Ju, and Menlinger do in the Peoria ninth. 1-0 pitch. Misses high and away. Two balls and no strikes. Link kick and the next one. Cut and a miss. Metzinger had a home run hack. He's already hit three of them since joining the club. Count now 2-1. Girard home. That one outside. Three balls and a strike. Joe Gray Jr., he has plenty of pop. He's the on-deck batter. 15 long balls for him on the year. 3-1 home, a swing and a line drive, foul down the right field line. Rankinborn will flip it out of play. Count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Girard looking for a 1-2-3 ninth as right-hander is up and throwing in that Wisconsin pen. Is that Meeker again? Chance for consecutive saves as the payoff missed down for ball four. Messinger aboard for the second time tonight. Both reaches via the free pass. And the aforementioned Gray will indeed have an opportunity. Junior 2-for-4. He scored a run tonight. Swings it from the right side. The first pitch. A get-me-over curveball for strike one. Chiefs had one-run games this year. I mentioned played a lot of close ones. Looks like we've been in tight ball game after tight ball game here in the month of August. One strike pitch, cut on and miss. Good changeup. You count nothing and two. Peoria 11-22 in those one-run contests. They fared a little better in two-run games. In fact, they're over 500, 10-9. Games decided by 2 runs. The 0-2 doubled up on the changeup, missed wide. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Updated line score, 5-7-1 for the visiting T-Rats, 4-6-1 for our Chiefs. Gerard, the late kick and the 1-2. It's hit sharply towards short. Backhanded Chambers pops to his feet. His throw to first is low, and it caroms into the dugout. That will place runners at second and third. The second Peoria error of the ball game. Second error for Chambers. See if Gerard can work out of trouble. Second and third, 2 outs. And Eduardo Garcia, the batter. See a bats from the right side. Gerard home. First pitch, Bender in for a strike, nothing and one. To be fair, that was not an easy chance for Chambers as he had to range to his right, backhand, and I don't know if he lost his footing or if he went down to a knee. He popped back to his feet quickly, but that was a long throw and came up just a little short. Now the 0-1 pitch line to left center, and the T-Rats will make us pay. One run in. Joe Gray Jr. is in, a 2-run single. And just like that, the Timber Rattlers some breathing room. 7-4. Fine night for Garcia. A pair of singles. He was also hit by a pitch. He's driven in 3. Taden Hall, an opportunity against the left-hander. Just pitch curveball in for a strike. It's nothing and one. Looks like the game plan from these Timber Rattlers batters: spit on the curveball and wait till you get that heater. Gerard rests the glove belt high. The 0-1, a cut and a miss. That fastball was elevated, perhaps just above the zone. Tough pitch to catch up to. Nothing and two. The left-hander delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it kicks off of Stouse over towards the first base dugout. Around second and heading for third, Garcia. He is safe and appears to be in some pain. A feet-first slide. He is writhing in pain, face down at the moment. And now he's to his feet. Hopefully all right. Credit Garcia. He never hesitated. Stouse got a piece of it, but it caromed off the chest protector and towards the Chiefs first base dugout. Stouse could not locate it initially. It was ultimately Tovaline, the first baseman, who got to the ball first and fired to third. But Garcia just did beat the throw. Meanwhile, the 1-2 pitch is up and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's been a weird ninth inning. Started out rather, it was uneventful, quite frankly. A strikeout and a flyout. Timber Rattlers have done some damage ever since. There's a fly to left. The bat of Hall, L.J. Jones, makes the catch. That ends the inning, but the Timber Rattlers score a pair. Key insurance runs for the visiting Timber Rattlers. 7-4 the score. U.S. Cellular call to the pen. I believe it's James Meeker. I have a chance to earn the save for the second night in a row. We'll confirm when we return. Timber Rattlers by three as we go to the bottom of the ninth on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
U.S. Cellular call to the pen. It is indeed James Meeker who will look for the save. Second night in a row. First pitch to Wade Staus, a knee scraper. Strike one called. Staus, Jew, and Menlinger, the scheduled batters. Meeker, a strike thrower. The 0-1 line foul left side. Count quickly, nothing and two. Wisconsin, they were hitless through five. They scored one in the sixth, one in the seventh, three in the eighth, two more in the ninth. They lead 7-4. Staus skies the two-strike pitch in a shallow left. Who wants it? It's Mercado, the left fielder, who keeps his feet moving and secures out number one. Essentially a bullpen game for the Timber Rattlers. Brady Shanuel, he's done a little bit of both, but used mostly as a reliever in his professional career. He logged four innings of one-run ball. Here's a swing and a foul back. It's 0-1. He then gave way to Zach Wart. Justin King, the left-hander. Joey Montilovich got just the one out in the eighth, the only batter he faced. Tommy a cut and a miss, count nothing and two. Now James Meeker trying to slam the door shut, a three-run cushion, 7-4 Wisconsin. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Right-hander comes set. Count nothing and two. Meeker deals. Fastball missed upstairs. Miller tried to frame it. Not get the call from Zach Martin, our home plate umpire, who I think has been really good back there tonight. Thankless job, but there's a little cred as Jew pops one up. Drifting into shallow center, a long run for Gray. Nearly overran it, but he sticks with it. Out recorded, and it will be up to Noah Menlinger to extend this ball game. Emlinger, a fine ball game. Pair of hits. He drove in a run for a three-hit outing tonight. Love to find a way to get L.J. Jones to the plate, but we need some base runners in front of him. First pitch, a belt-high strike, nothing and one. Stay tuned. Brendan Howe will have the post-game show following this one. Ideally, it's in another 20 minutes or so after a walk-off win. Linger takes high, count one and one. He'll recap this one. A late rally from the Timber Rattlers. They're not away from putting a bow on this one. 1-1. Menlinger, line drive, center field. It will hang up for Joe Gray Jr., and that does it. Timber Rattlers win it 7-4, the final. They were no hit through five innings, but they broke through against the Peoria bullpen, which, for the most part, had been very stingy in the month of August. 7-4, the final tonight. Wisconsin with the win. They improve to 63-58. 27-29 in the second half. The Chiefs now 51-71, 20 games under for the first time this season. Now 23-33 in the season's second half. 7-4 the final. Timber Rattlers have taken the first two games of this series, the final homestand for our Chiefs in 2022. Once again, 7-4 the final. Timber Rattlers win it. That does it for me. It's Cody Schindler saying so long from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. Thank you for tuning in however you found us. It is greatly appreciated. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Stay safe. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Brendan will have the postgame show next. He'll recap this one, a 7-4 Wisconsin win. Keep it here. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Take care. Until then, postgame show still to come.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national...
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time. And it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Peoria Chiefs postgame show. Brendan Howe here with you. Wrapping this one up. A game two victory for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a final score of 7-4. Wisconsin gets the job done. Second night in a row here at Dozer Park. Their line, 7 runs on 8 hits and 1 error for Peoria. 4 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Wisconsin picks up their second consecutive win over Peoria here in the final homestand of the season for our Chief. Let's dive into how this ball game went down. It was a masterful start for Dionis Rodriguez. 5 no-hit innings. And Peoria took a 2-0 lead. They scored in back-to-back frames in the fourth and fifth. They got their first run off of a sac fly from L.J. Jones that scored Noah Menlinger. One inning later, it was Menlinger driving in the run himself. He brought home Wade Stauss to make it a 2-0 Chiefs lead. And from there, it was all Timber Rattlers from there on out. They answered with 2 consecutive innings, putting up a tally of their own in the sixth and seventh innings. A solo homer from Jackson Churio, the number one prospect in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers. He delivered yet again an opposite field shot into right center to make it a 2-1 game. That cut the Peoria lead in half. In the seventh, they got one more RBI single from Brady Mercado. That made it a 2-2 ball game and knotted us up through seven. In the eighth, both teams exploded for a crooked number. It was 3 for Wisconsin. They brought 7 men to hit. The inning started with an error. Ben Metzinger netted himself aboard. Joe Gray Jr. with a base hit. RBI single from Eduardo Garcia followed it up with Tayden Hall catching an RBI off of a fielder's choice. Base hit from Zach Robbie as well in that inning. And Wisconsin put up 3 runs. That gave them a 5-2 lead. Peoria would answer, however, and it made things a little bit interesting down the stretch. Back-to-back outs to start the inning for the Rattlers bullpen, and then L.J. Jones worked a walk. Mac Chambers doubled to dead center field. Francisco Hernandez then climbed in, and he slapped a 2-RBI base hit into left field. That scored both Jones and Chambers to make it a 5-4 ball game. And it appeared as though Peoria may have some fight left down the stretch, but Wisconsin ended any thought of that as a 2-RBI double from Eduardo Garcia finished off the night. That made it a 7-4 game that would wind up going final as the Chiefs went down in order in the bottom of the ninth. That gave Wisconsin their second victory of the series. Their 63rd overall of the season. Their 27th in the second half. Peoria with a loss. They dropped to a season worst 20 games under 500. 51-71, now 23-33 in the second half of the season. 10 games under that 500 mark in the latter portion of the season. We started at 6:37. We ended at 9:10. 2 hours and 33 minutes, the time of the ball game tonight. The win goes to Zach Mort out of the bullpen for Wisconsin. The lost and blown save is charged to Nick Trigilik-Iverson. The save is credited to James Meeker. That'll just about do it for us. But before we get out of your way, a look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. As we do every night, we'll go around the Midwest League first. Quad Cities and Beloit, it is the Skycarp all over. Quad Cities in that one, 14-4, top of the eighth that game. Is the only one still ongoing in the Midwest League. West Michigan 6-4 over Fort Wayne currently. South Bend final 4-2 over Lansing. They get the win. Lake County 2-0 over Great Lakes the final tonight. Dayton 9-4. They down Cedar Rapids. And, of course, our game 7-4, Wisconsin with the win. Let's go around the big leagues now. A few games still going on there. A lot of finals to report to you, however. The Braves 3-2. They topple the Rockies. Mariners pick up a win over the Tigers 5-3. Mets, they even the series with the Dodgers, a heavyweight battle, a potential NLCS preview. 2-1 New York in that one. Nationals 5-1 over the A's. Tampa Bay 2-1 win over the Marlins in extras. Orioles blank the Guardians 4-0. Padres 5-4 one-run win over the Giants. Brewers 6-1 over the Pirates. Astros win at 5-3 over the Rangers, and the games that are still going right now, Red Sox 6-3 over the Twins in the bottom of the 7th. Cardinals and Reds 2-2, bottom of the 10th in Cincinnati. 3-1 White Sox over the Royals. Yankees and Angels still scoreless, just underway there in the early innings, headed to the 3rd. Phillies 1-0 over the Diamondbacks, headed to the 3rd inning as well. That's a look at your Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard around the Midwest League as well as the big leagues. That'll conclude our coverage of Game 2 of our series from Dozier Park here tonight. Game 3 comes your way tomorrow. Inohan Peniago gets the ball for our Chiefs. Pueyo gets the ball, the right-hander for Wisconsin. First pitch 6:35, as it is all week long. We thank you so much for tuning in here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Wherever you may have joined us from, we so very much appreciate it. For the entire Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler, this is Brendan Howe saying goodnight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with a 6:20 pregame show for Game 3 of the series right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.